It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landfill's got this Seal song in heavy rotation.
Yeah.
Is this the one from the Batman soundtrack? Yeah. Who was that Batman? Clooney? Affleck?
I think it was Val Kilmer.
Val. Shout out to Val. He's not doing so hot. All-time great actor. So I texted a guest to join us in this slot. Jeff confirmed with the guest to join us in this slot. Just so we're clear, let's do roll call. Just say present if you're here. B. Mitch?
Here.
Jeff?
Present.
Landfill?
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
I am also here.
What?
My name is James. Is Chris Russell here?
No.
And Jeff, what did he just tell you? He said, I'll be there.
Yes.
Landfill, he told you the same thing?
Yeah, it turns out he's a liar.
I'll go get him.
We'll see if he makes it over here in time. He's got a show starting at 2. Very bizarre, Chris Russell's general behavior, but this one particularly. Now, maybe something happened. You never know. Things happen in this world. When Rooster arrives, we'll ask him a question. The Commanders' current playoff odds be are 81%.
Mm-hmm.
The next highest wild card possibility, it'd be 14%.
Okay.
Jeff, did you get an answer? Did he turn us down again? Oh, gracing us with his presence. Hello, Roos.
What up, Roos?
Sorry, boys. I apologize. I got very busy trying to fix the studio over on the 980 side.
Why are you trying to fix the studio?
Well, because every weekend when I come back in on Monday, a certain somebody has completely screwed it up.
Who?
Oh, that happens here, too.
I don't know if we want to mention that name on...
Well, tell him. I mean, hell, you see a certain somebody, I mean, damn.
I think people mess up this studio more than yours.
Probably, because...
I have no idea, with all of the studio options, why anyone would ever set foot in this one.
Well, because they're not allowed to use that one.
Okay, junks live in their own universe. Yeah. We all understand that. But your studio, the 980 Crapola studio, significantly better than this one.
It is. I'm not here to complain about that. I'm telling you, whoever uses it over the weekend, and I know who it is.
Name.
The main event messiah, as he now wants to be known.
I legit don't know who that is.
Who?
Linnell Willing.
The what? Yo.
He now wants to be called the main event messiah.
I like that.
Keep that crap over there.
What do you think about that nickname? B, that's why I didn't want to tell you.
Nah.
But anyway,
that's actually funny.
He uses that studio and, you know, for his CBS stuff, and he doesn't turn anything back. So I can't hear what's going on out of my board. So I've been trying to figure it out. And then Jeff storms over and he's looking at me like,
yeah,
you know,
we
like,
said
where
Jeff
are you?
That he's our heavy duty hitter.
Yeah,
sorry. I wouldn't mess with Jeff.
I apologize.
Alley.
Well, he looks splendid in that Caps 50th anniversary sweatshirt.
He does look. It looked, and that was sized for me. I did not think that would fit.
That wouldn't have
Jeffrey.
Fit you. That'd be, that would have been a little.
It was very
bit
nice.
I'd be swimming in it, but yeah, it looks good on you, Jeff.
Very nice of you to give it to him.
Thank you.
I told him. I said if he wants to, he said he's only been in hockey for 2 years, so he still doesn't know the rules. I said, hey, man. I don't know all the rules
it's
either, but
that,
I'd be more than willing to
call hockey and watch it. Don't know all the rules.
I think Jeff and Chris should watch some hockey together, cook some sausage, drink some Heineken.
I think and broadcast it on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Pause. That would be pretty funny.
I could probably be funny. One retweet, but I probably won't watch a single second. That's what I
ask. I think you would probably have JP, your big screen TV out.
I think you'd sit there and watch the whole
You'd
thing.
Have your prime you rib or whatever you're, like that. You're cooking, chicken, prime rib. I mean, you got all things going at the JP Finley abode. And then you'd have YouTube on your computer, and you'd be watching the Jeff and Chris show.
Watch it on the YouTube.
Yeah, on the YouTube instead of the Google machine.
I have a series of actual questions for you, Bruce.
Yes.
Besides you and Jeff cooking sausage and watching YouTube together.
I mean, you want to talk about Almond Joy?
That's Jeff's thing. Jeff likes the nuts.
see, I listen.
Roost, who's going to win the NFC East?
Well, the Eagles.
You think it's a done deal?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I know they have a tougher schedule, but I don't think there's any guarantees that the Commanders are going 3-0 before they see Philadelphia again right before Christmas.
Well, Kyle Shanahan doesn't know we're going to be on this planet next week. I'm not talking about guarantees. Do you think they drop one of these?
I think more likely than not, they go 2-1 during this three-game stretch.
Are you concerned with the offensive flummox?
Yeah, I'm concerned with it all.
Do you think that is more than...
Yes.
I think a lot of it is offensive line injuries. I think that's the driving factor.
I think certainly that's a big part of it, and certainly they needed a mini bye weekend. They've been playing football 17 straight weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Late I know July. Nobody wants to count training camp or the preseason,
Late July.
But it counts. I mean, your body's beat up, right? I mean, it's like miles on your tires, right? I mean, you don't just skip the first 20,000 miles on your tire and say, well, I've only got 30,000 miles on these tires. You got to count that, right? So while it's not the same as a regular season game, I got it. It's still 17 weeks of football, and it's not only the offensive line. Obviously, it's Jaden, too. He's never played an NFL schedule. He's never played against the caliber of athlete and the depth of competition. And we know the ribs, okay, that might be part of it. Oh, and by the way, he played two very physical back-to-back defenses in three out of the last four. And I would even say the Giants aren't a bad defense. They didn't do well that particular
Especially
day.
Especially then, but, they were more functional.
Exactly.
So you got the Eagles winning. Do you think the Commanders, now the 7 seed, are in any danger of missing the playoffs?
I wouldn't say danger, but the way I answered this on Friday... Is it a guarantee? Is it a lock? No. Whereas a week ago,
none of it is a guarantee. Take the one seed.
I mean, but think about it, right? Like on Friday morning, we woke up and that was a legitimate question. Is it a definitive guarantee that they're going to make? Whereas 5 mornings before, that Sunday morning before the Pittsburgh game, we all woke up and go, wait
Actually,
a second.
I wasn't even talking about the playoffs 5 mornings before that.
Well, that's because you're B-Mitch.
I just think ultimately. We don't look at certain things seriously, but we always make the we look at the offense and we believe the offense is just going to hell in the handbasket. I don't buy it. I think that the injuries to the O-line is the biggest problem on this team.
And those two defenses that just played.
The ribs are not the biggest problem. I think the O-line injuries was the biggest problem.
I don't disagree. I mean, Wiley's obviously nowhere close to 100% had to – I know he was active for the Pittsburgh game, but he didn't play. I know he played the other night. Okay, fine. But Biadasz is the biggest one, I think. And then the left tackle, I mean, listen, Coleman is still a rookie. And, yes, he's looked impressive at times, but he got smacked around pretty good the last two games.
Philly got a hold of him.
Yeah.
Who wins the NFC West?
Ooh. I'm going to go with, I can't believe I'm saying this, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Okay. I'm just glad.
I didn't like Kyler Murray coming into this year.
I mean to say this. I'm glad you didn't say the Niners because everybody's saying the Niners, and it's just this conventional wisdom pick. And it doesn't seem right out there.
Did you
now
guys
they can
see
reel
that...
off 5 in a row or something, but.
Did you see the crazy reporter? I used to work with him at SI. His name is Grant Cohn. He's doing this video, and you've been in that San Francisco 49er like tunnel to the like locker rooms and whatever.
Yeah.
He's doing this like loud, and I'm telling you, Kyle Shanahan should be fired if they don't make the playoffs. And everybody, like, you know, like service staff that are walking by as he's recording this, literally as he's walking to the presumably the 49er press conference room, is just like looking at him like, dude, what is wrong with you? Like, what are you doing? You gotta watch the video. It's about 2.5 minutes, but Well, he's just trying to fan the flames, and Kyle apparently, not apparently, Kyle sort of dunked on him the other day, and he got mad about that. So now he's got a war with Kyle and whatever. And, hey, Kyle could get fired. He shouldn't, but he could.
Kyle not making the playoffs and an upcoming team not making the playoffs is two totally different things.
That's fair.
Apparently, we got a break.
Yeah.
You got somewhere to be. Yeah. Landfill's getting mad at me.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming
in late and ruining our
time clock.
I apologize. By the way, great singing. I think you should sing it again right now.
Crop Metcalf is the one with five stars. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.